At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, final hour on this Meat Friday, with it being Good Friday, the start of Passover. Simply glazed salmon fillets in cilantro, lime rice. On the Traeger, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Check out the store, DP Show. Go to danpatrick.com. Tons of new shirts available, including a few celebrating some of the greatest dynasties we've ever seen. We will talk to the great actor John C. Reilly. He portrays Dr. Jerry Buss in the HBO documentary series. Well, not a documentary, but the series on the Lakers Showtime. And John will join us, of course, Talladega Nights. He was in Step Brothers. He was also in Boogie Nights. He's one of those actors where he seems to steal the scene when he's in the scene. He's been in a lot of things. So John C. Reilly will join us. Coming up, Hawks, Cavs tonight, Pelicans at the Clippers. We'll bring back some comments the commissioner of the NBA made earlier in the show. Let's see. I mentioned this last hour, at the end of last hour. Shaquille O'Neal on his podcast was talking about the Greek Freak, and he would take the Greek Freak over LeBron when it comes to players being afraid of you. Shaq said, and you know LeBron is my guy, but nobody was ever scared of LeBron, right? So if you're not scared of a guy, you have much more confidence, and that's a dangerous guy to play with. He then said that LeBron had to step up against the young guys. When asked why no one fears LeBron, he said they respect him, but they don't fear him. He said there's one player in the league who is feared. Shaq says that there's respect for LeBron among the younger players, but not fear. Giannis, they fear. They fear Giannis now, according to Shaq. They fear Giannis because they can see it in his face when he's coming down the damn lane full court. They can see, like, yo, this guy is not playing. All right. LeBron's done pretty well for a guy that nobody fears. Let's put it that way. Now, does he play in a way that maybe you just respect him because he's really, I mean, he's great at what he does? Whereas it felt like that Michael and Kobe, certain players, Larry Bird, you know, they wanted to cut your heart out. That LeBron has never had that personality. Now, Magic was always deceptive because I think people thought, oh, he's just having fun out there. You get to that level, you're not just having fun. It helps when you're having fun, but you still want to win. And I'm not sure exactly how it came up that, you know, all of a sudden LeBron, after 19 years, nobody is fear. Imagine if they did fear him. But, you know, is he Michael? He's not wired that way. Is he Kobe? No, he's not wired that way. He's not Isaiah Thomas, not wired that way. This is why he's a hybrid of, you know, you can say Bird and Magic, because you could have a guy who's able to pass the ball as well as he does, rebound, do all these other things, score, you know, but you sort of had a hybrid there with LeBron. But I don't know, it feels like LeBron is never going to get his due. No matter what. Like after 19 years and now it's like, you know, nobody ever feared him. Okay. all right. Giannis, well, I guess you'd fear Giannis now because Giannis can take over games. He can win a championship. LeBron a decade ago, I think you'd fear him, you know, because he was getting to the finals. That's for sure. I don't know how many people feared Tim Duncan. But it always seemed like Tim Duncan was playing for a championship. Yes, Seton.
I think you have to be truly exceptional to be feared. You can not look forward to playing somebody, you know, or be like, okay, well, this is going to be a tough series now. But fearing somebody is different.
But do you think LeBron was feared?
I think he was at some point. I don't know that Giannis is. That feels more like a tough night or a tough series, even though he's great. He's obviously awesome. But it's not like you're like, oh, crap, here comes.
But his personality, I guess, comes out in how he plays. But he doesn't seem like he would be. Like, Michael is that way off the court. Kobe was that way off the court.
You can't fear a guy who comes into the press conference with joke books. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I brought my dad jokes again, right? Like, he's awesome. It's fun. I love that part of his personality. But then it's not like you're like, yeah, but he really.
But do you fear Kevin Durant? He used to come in with a backpack on when he was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but he's a baller, though.
Well, wait, what is that? LeBron's not a baller?
He is.
But he's going, was?
No, he is. He's just been around so long.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, it's easy to say nobody feared him when you guys didn't make the play-in tournament. But you're not saying that when he's putting up 45, 15, and 5, basically winning game 6 by himself in Boston and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Year 19, come on. Nobody feared him.
But I like when they say, you know, LeBron is my boy, you know, and then I know that you're going to take a shot at him.
ADP, no disrespect, but.
Yeah. Thank you, Marv. Yeah, Paul.
And this is sports fear, not like you're going to get hit by someone or they're going to do something bad to you. This is where. If they get the ball last, we're screwed. Like Tom Brady is sports feared. You plan your fourth quarter to make sure he does not get the ball last.
But he's only feared in late in games.
Yes.
He's not feared during the game as much as he's probably like, oh boy, if he gets the ball.
Like if I'm a Bears fan and my team is up 14 going into the fourth quarter against Tom Brady, I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. You know, like because he's going to get it. That's the kind of fear I think.
Well, how many athletes are feared? Tiger was feared. For a long time, he was feared. Like, you could actually see that happening. But I don't know how many other players. I mean, it's not fair to put Jordan, you know, obviously players feared him. Teammates feared him. I mean, he punched Steve Kerr. Like, if your teammates fear you, I'm going to guess the opposition fears you as well. Yeah, Paul.
I think this, it was basketball specifically. There's guys, don't let him get the ball. You've always said that. Anybody but him. Reggie Miller was that way. Robert Horry was not feared for 3.5 quarters. But at the end of the game, you're like, don't let that guy get the ball. Certain athletes, you don't want the ball last. I think that's what Shaq means.
Yeah, for two.
Yeah, you have to distinguish along with what Paul is saying. There's a difference between saying, oh, this is going to be a really tough night. This guy's really good, as opposed to being scared or intimidated by somebody. That's why I'm trying to understand what he's saying there. Randy Johnson's intimidating. You know, there are teams and players that are like, wow, this guy is going to beat us. How are we going to beat Tom Brady? I'm not scared of Tom Brady. There's some guys that you're actually afraid of. Like he says, Giannis coming down the lane, you're actually afraid of this guy charging at you.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that. I mean, LeBron barreling down the lane too. So I didn't understand that with Shaq. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Tom Brady's going to chastise your eating habits. He's not going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
But like Jimmy Butler of the Heat, I would be nervous that he may go a little nuts on me.
Randy Johnson, I would fear.
Yeah. He may go up top.
Like I know that he's going to hit me, or he could hit me. Or if I do something like bunt on him, he's going to hit me. Yes, Seton.
So are we talking about people that you fear because they're going to smash your nose in, or people that you fear because you don't want to play them? I feel like we just switched into something else.
I didn't come up with the topic. Shaq did. So I...
Yeah, I'm not worried about Giannis punching me in the face.
No, I'm not worried about that either. Is it you'll do whatever it takes to win? Do you factor that in the definition of you fear somebody?
I took it to mean like when this team comes to town, you have almost no chance to beat them.
Okay. Well, that's Michael in the Bulls.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, do you fear Patrick Mahomes? Do you fear Josh Allen? Once again, Shaq came up with this. I'm just trying to understand what the definition would be.
You know what? Maybe not, but I bet you don't really fear Lamar Jackson, but he's certainly somebody that gives you, like...
He makes me nervous.
Oh, dang, we got to figure this out.
Yeah, he would make me nervous playing him. Adam Silver joined us in the first hour of the show, the NBA commissioner, and the question I ask and his answer are all included here. What about minimum games to be eligible for postseason honors?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's something we should look at. I think that would be a way to incentivize guys. I think there's an expectation that if you are going to be an MVP or whatever that award is.
Well, even first team, second team, third team, all NBA.
Yeah. Sure. I agree with you. I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's something we're going to be going into collective bargaining fairly soon. And my sense is it's something that in the aggregate, most players would think is a good idea too. I mean, the conversation we're having is not all that different than the one I have with individual players. I mean, I think they're fans of the game. They want to see guys on the floor. And in fairness to the players, in many cases, it's the teams. These load management programs are coming from our teams, not the players. So it's often a trainer who is saying to a player, and by the way, I've had this conversation with Michael Jordan, and he thought at the time that he was more likely to get injured if he sat out a game. Like he thought like if he got out of his rhythm, that might lead to an injury.
So that's the commissioner talking about load management. What do you do? And I maintain that if you have a certain minimum you have to reach, whether it's games, whether it's minutes played. This is for first team, second team, third team. This is for MVP, rookie of the year, most improved defensive player of the year. And he liked that idea. Then I was asking him about expansion because I saw this article where Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell believes the NBA will eventually return to Seattle. He said, so without revealing my confidential sources, I'm very optimistic. This is an interview he did with Fox 13 in Seattle. But I will tell you, almost on a weekly basis, I'm getting updates on what's happening in the league where there's some opportunities. I asked the commissioner about expansion.
Enterprises naturally grow over time. And there's no doubt Seattle would be a great market. Las Vegas would be a great market. There's state-of-the-art arenas. In both those communities. And so we'll look at it. It's interestingly, it's not on the front burner for our league right now. And also we're going to go through a new collective bargaining negotiation. I also think there's a lot of uncertainty in the media world right now. All these new streaming platforms potentially interested in sports. So it's hard to set the right value. I think that's something we're going to monitor as well. So nothing will happen in the short or medium term, but we'll turn back to it at some point.
So that's what jumped out at me, short, medium term. It felt like Vegas, obvious, Seattle, obvious, but according to the commissioner, not on the front burner. The USFL makes history with a special opening night. The Birmingham Stallions face the New Jersey Generals. The USFL kicks off Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Is this going to be a situation with the XFL starts next year and you have the USFL this year? Is this where, like, Sirius XM, they eventually merged? Could you see where, and Paulie, you pointed this out in a tweet, you know, why fight each other? The USXFL? Is that what we're looking at? You know, are they going to merge these two eventually down the road?
And each are partnering kind of with a network. So you're going to see USFL on Fox. You're going to see XFL appears on ESPN next year. Won't they? It could be dangerous to maybe cancel each other out a little bit.
Well, I wonder, is ESPN going to acknowledge the USFL? Is Fox going to acknowledge the XFL when it comes to highlights? That'd be interesting. And is the NFL partnering with the USFL? Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A couple of phone calls. Jamie in Tampa. Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP, first-time caller, 64185.
Yeah.
Pleasure listening to you all this time as a fan since the mothership. You know, you've inspired me and my friends to start a sports podcast. My nephew as well wants to go into the career, so thanks for being an inspiration. So, great interview this morning, and I know Commissioner Silva always has to be as politically correct as possible, and his points talking about not being able to expand because you're going to water down the product are perfectly right. You and I both know since the glory days in Sacramento, that product, it's done. It's not going to work out in Sacramento anymore. Perfect opportunity to move Sacramento to Las Vegas, and then go ahead and give Seattle back the Thunder. Well, the Supersonics. It's bad when I was young. Just shift the markets. Everybody's happy. Oklahoma's a college town. That's all ever going to be. Time for Sacramento to give it up. LA has two teams that are going to control the brand of basketball in California for the rest of eternity. And that's my solution to saying, let's bring Seattle basketball back to the NBA.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie. Yeah, it's rough sledding. You know, then you find out, like, it's no secret that, you know, front office with Sacramento Kings, dysfunctional. And then the owner reportedly made the decision not to take Luka. I mean, imagine if Luka is in Sacramento. Now you have a playoff team. And you have a couple of players. And one of these days, Sacramento is going to accidentally make the playoffs. One of these days. I don't know. I keep holding out hope that one day, because I watch and I keep thinking, you're not that far away. But it does feel like that. Yeah, Marv.
Play into the play-in coming up next year.
Well, the Lakers may need that.
The Lakers need a lot.
Lakers against Sacramento, the play-in for the play-in game. Yeah, Seton.
It's an unfortunate, is it an acronym, too? The play-in game, the pig. You made it to the pig.
Oh.
Pig champions.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Pig suey.
Yeah.
All right. What, Todd?
But at least say you can't dress up and put earrings on a pig or something like that.
It's like putting earrings on a pig.
Yeah, the play-in's the play-in. And just what proves it is there's no stats for it. It's not regular season. It's not playoffs. They don't know what the heck to call it.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Andrew in Washington. Hi,
it's
Andrew.
It's muddy, like a pig.
No, I got
muddy
it.
Muddy situation.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, this is Fritzy Friday. He's going into vacation real soon.
Yep.
Hey. I heard Mel Kiper. I hope that Malik Willis unfortunately becomes like an Aaron Rodgers, Brady Quinn, or Matt Barkley that drops down so I can win this bet between Paulie and I. But I had a real quick question for the room and followed up with a stat of the day that supports it. Can anyone in the room name one of the five players that played in all the possible games of the NBA season this year?
Marv?
Mikal Bridges.
There you go. And I have a stat of the day for Mikal Bridges. The other four were Sadiq Bey, Kevon Looney, Dwight Powell, and Denny Avdija. But I do have a stat of the day for Mikal Bridges.
All right.
The best ability is availability. There's a new Iron Man in basketball. For the past seven seasons, three at Villanova and four for the Phoenix Suns, Mikal Bridges has played in all of the possible combined 447 straight games.
Stat of the day. Thank you, Andrew. As always, we'll take a break. The actor John C. Reilly will talk about the HBO series about the Lakers and portraying the late owner, Dr. Jerry Buss. That's back after this. Link Soul got it on today. Who else has Link Soul on? Paulie has Link Soul. Fritzy has Link Soul on today. Seton taking a day off. Marvin, no Link Soul today. It's a nice plaid. It's almost like a Richie Cunningham Happy Days kind of plaid shirt that he would have worn. Yes, Todd.
It's kind of Link Droll.
Okay. Should have went with Link All right. I like that.
Sit on it, Bucko.
Yeah. Link Soul. LinkSoul.com. You can see the entire spring line. Spring 22 has landed. When I went out there, when I met with the man who started it, and John brought me in, and we started looking at all the things they have, and I thought, those are sharp. And he said, those will be coming out in the spring. The Saturday short, the graphic hoodie, perfect for relaxing over the weekend. You spend all day watching the big games. They also have these great pants. They're almost like warm-up pants, sweatpants, but they're dress pants. I got them on today. I've had them on the last couple of days. You're going to love these clothes and get 15% off the first order, free shipping. Let them know that we sent you, LinkSoul.com. LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Draymond Green and Steph Curry talk about the greatest team ever. You know, you go back to that team that won 73 games but didn't win the championship. When they got KD, you know, maybe we should play that. I think it's interesting that, Warriors, are they the greatest team ever? Here's Draymond Green and Steph Curry on Draymond's podcast.
People take numbers and they want to put the numbers there and say, oh, well, the Bulls had 72
wins. It's a feeling,
wins.
Bro.
Like, exactly. We were the best team ever. I don't care what no one said. I can't see anyone beating that 2017 team. Not even our first, the 15, 16. I can't see anyone beating that 2017 team.
They say in the medical field, I concur.
Hands down.
That's it.
The best team ever.
And then Draymond asked Steph Curry this question.
If you could trade the 2017 and 18 championship to complete the 73-win championship, would you trade those two championships to complete the 73?
We'd have two chips and a damn near perfect season.
Mm-hmm. Or three chips
and a blemish on the season. You see, I didn't want to say it. You see, I blacked out as soon as I had to even acknowledge it. I don't even know how to answer that question. I would say no, but I think for the rest of our life, I'll still be able to just laugh at 16, which is fine. It's always going to be that just awkward, like, acknowledgement of an amazing regular season and the finals run. But, yeah, I'd say no.
And they lost in 2016 to that guy that Shaq says nobody fears in the NBA, LeBron James, down 3-1. You know, that 17 team, when you had Durant and Steph and Clay and Draymond, that's a hell of a team there. I go back to the 76ers with Moses Malone and Dr. J was an unbelievable team. Jordan's Bulls team, you could pick a year if you wanted to. But, you know, when they won 72, they won the title. The Celtics in 1986, I'd throw a Lakers Showtime team in there as well, as far as, you know, just having great players at every position. Maybe not all Hall of Famers. I mean, look at the Celtics team. You had the best front line in basketball history. Bird, McHale, and Parrish, all Hall of Famers. Dennis Johnson, Hall of Famer. Bill Walton, Hall of Famer. That's pretty good. But when you're trying to pick best team of all time, it gets a little tricky because, you know, generational. I saw the 72 Lakers. You know, they had a 33-game winning streak. Great team, but are they one of the greatest teams of all time? It was a different Wilt Chamberlain. He was a defensive-minded player. You had Goodrich, West, Hap Harrison, Jimmy McMillan, I think, on that team. Yeah, Pauline.
The 2000 Lakers, I think they won 67 games. Look at this lineup. Shaq, Kobe, Glenn Rice, Ron Harper, A.C. Green, Derek Fisher, Robert Horry, Tyronn Lue, Rick Fox, Brian Shaw. That's 10.
That's deep. That is deep.
Yeah.
Deep and not playable. The actor, comedian, screenwriter, musician, producer, John C. Reilly, speaking of the Lakers, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, airs new episodes Sunday at 9 Eastern on HBO, also available to stream on HBO Max, and John C. Reilly joins us now. You know, you're from Chicago. How much pressure is there on you to be a Chicago or be a Laker fan being from Chicago?
Well, you know, I've got a great answer to that question. I followed Phil Jackson. So when Phil left the Bulls, I was like, all right, I'm going with the sensei. And luckily, he went to another great team.
How big of a Bulls fan were you?
You know, to tell you the truth, sports in general, like, I get interested in sports when I know all the characters, you know, when I understand the drama of the moment and I understand what the backstory is. You know, I'm not a great early season fan, in other words. But when things get hectic and, you know, exciting and I know what the personalities are, then I got really involved. So Yeah, I was doing plays in Chicago when Michael Jordan was winning all those championships. And we were, I remember doing this Streetcar Named Desire at Steppenwolf. And we were running off stage to the one TV in the green room to like get a little hit of what was going on. And just seconds before our cue, like running back on stage. Like, and then I heard rumors that when we were doing that play that like some husbands in the audience were spotted with earphones.
Did you ever meet Jordan?
No. Wow, that'd be like meeting Superman. Like, not that likely in my life, but that would be cool.
Do you have to meet the Lakers people before you play them? Obviously, you couldn't meet Dr. Jerry Buss, but the other characters, were you able to do that? And would that help in the role?
You know, I don't think it would have helped, actually, because what we needed to do this show was the freedom to interpret the story as we might imagine it. Because there's so many blank spots in the official record of what someone was thinking or what was actually said in a room. You know, some of these people are not with us anymore, like you mentioned. You know, I read recently where Magic Johnson said, like, how can you do the Lakers without the Lakers, without the people who are involved? And I kind of feel like, well, how could you do the Lakers story with the Lakers? Because every single personality in that group is going to have a different perspective on what really happened. At the end of the day, we felt like this is an amazing story. These people were incredible. We're not out to, like, take anyone down or, like, you know, focused only on the scandalous parts of their lives. We want to tell the whole crazy picture of this season from 1979, 1980. You know, it was a miracle what Jerry Buss pulled off. I mean, so many setbacks along the way, as you're seeing as the show rolls out. So long story short, I think we wanted the freedom to be able to look at the less attractive parts of these stories.
What are you trying to capture with Dr. Jerry Buss?
Well, he was an incredible guy, you know, like from his story from when he, you know, when he was a kid in rural Wyoming, raised by a single mom in the Depression, like to becoming the king of LA, the undisputed king of LA for so long. And then all the incredible steps along the way, like becoming like a savant at poker, being a math genius, getting a degree in chemistry, getting a master's in chemistry, getting a doctorate in physical chemistry. You know, Dan, I was kicked out of chemistry class in high school. I voluntarily surrendered, let's put it that way. You know, every time I would kind of get lured towards the more kind of playboy aspects of his life or whatever, I would have to remember, wait, this guy was a doctor of physical chemistry. He was so good at it, he could teach it. So what I wanted to do with Dr. Jerry Buss was pay honor to that for all the things he accomplished, not just with the team, but who he was.
He's John C. Reilly. The show is Winning Time on HBO, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. New episode Sunday at 9 Eastern on HBO. Did you think about keeping the hairdo?
You know, I was surprised that comb-overs work as well as they do, I must say.
It looked pretty good. Looked pretty good.
You know, and in the show, there's a scene where you see me do it. You know, you actually see me. I wasn't doing it myself every day at work. I had an amazing hairstylist, Mia, who was helping me every day. But I don't know. I mean, from the front, it really looks convincing. Like, you see the hairline, like, yeah, that works for me. And then every once in a while, you catch a look on the side, you're like, yeah, I don't know. That looks a little odd. But I'll tell you what, Jerry Buss did his own hair every day, is the rumor. He never, you know, had a hairpiece or a stylist or any of that stuff. He just did it himself. And I think, and we use it in the show as a kind of point, which is that, you know, he believed in creating his own realities. And the hair is just, you know, one perfect example of that.
What do people say to you on the street? If you're in L.A., walking around New York?
These days, they're screaming, I love you, Dr. Buss, which is
okay.
Which is a little surreal, you know, like, this was a real person. Like, I guess I'm just sort of a vessel right now for that love, because he was a beloved guy. You look at that memorial of his and what people said, that just tells you everything you need to know about what kind of guy he was. He's so beloved.
But prior to this,
it's actually a nice break from hearing Boats and Hoes. you know, hearing I Love You, Dr. Buss is pretty cool right now in L.A.
Your first movie role, you were in a Steven Seagal. Were you a tough guy in a bar?
No, that's fake news. Somebody just added that to IMDb. I was still in college.
I was thinking, oh my god, I watched all Seagal movies. I don't know how I missed you as a thug there, John.
Whoever put that on my IMDb page, having a big laugh right now because they pulled it off. They got people in the press to say, were you in a Steven Seagal movie? You know, no offense to Steven Seagal, but I was in college in 1988. I was not even in the acting business yet.
How about opening night next year, Lakers? You come in full character, Dr. Jerry Buss.
You know, I thought about, I was just thinking about this because I went to two games recently. I saw them play the Pelicans, and I saw them play Golden State when LeBron got 60 points against Golden State. It was the night before the show came out, and I, you know, I'm sure they have other worries, but part of me was sitting there thinking, like, I wonder, because I heard LeBron likes the show, I wonder if he's sitting in that locker room tonight thinking, we are not having this show come out tomorrow night and have everyone say, yeah, but they got killed by Golden State last night. So I think he was like, guys, I don't care what happens with the rest of the season, we are winning tonight. You know, the ghost of Dr. Buss is sitting there. And then he did. They crushed it. What an exciting game that was. But I was just thinking recently, like, if I love going to games, you know, and that's one of the things when you're in a popular show or movie, like, they let you sit on the courtside seats. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to go to a game while we're shooting the show? You know, and then I thought, well, you'll have the mustache. You might, I don't know, like, I wouldn't want to go and, like, have people, I wouldn't want to, like, go and do an impression of Jerry Buster. I wouldn't want to, like, I wouldn't disrespect their family in that way.
Okay, you know, that's fair.
It's only 2014 that he passed away. You know, these are people that are living with the reality of losing their father. So I don't see it in that cheeky way. And all through the playing of the character, even when I did crazy stuff as the character, I was always feeling for the family, thinking like, well, I hope this is okay for them to watch, or, you know, I hope this doesn't upset them too much, because like I said, it really was a labor of love. We were trying to pay honor to the Lakers and pay honor to Jerry Buss by telling the truth.
It's great to talk to you, John, and you did a wonderful job. It's one of those, sometimes when you look at somebody and you go, I don't know, is he going to look like that guy? And then after a while, you don't think about, oh, is he going to look like that guy? And, you know, that's a credit to who you are and what you do. So thanks for joining us, and congrats on the success.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
That is John C. Reilly. Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty airs this Sunday at 9 Eastern on HBO. Yeah, Paulie goes, you know, I think his first movie was with Steven Seagal. And I go, all right, well, then I'll ask him. And then next thing you know, he's like, no, somebody just put that on my Wikipedia page. Yeah, Paul.
And I didn't use Wikipedia. I used IMDb, which is usually pretty reliable. Yeah. And IMDb has, no offense, IMDb, no offense, because okay, we're lucky enough to be on there.
Yeah.
It says Tough Guy in Bar, 1987 Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah.
And you know we're going to ask about that.
Yeah.
He probably got his arm cracked in half by Steven Seagal.
Do you have the movie titles for Steven Seagal? It's always three words, right? I think we've done this before. Every movie title that Steven Seagal...
Out for Justice?
Yeah.
No Way Out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just three words on just about all of them.
Yeah, they're Above the Law, Hard to Kill, Marked for Death, Out for Justice, Under Siege, On Deadly Ground, Executive Decision, Fire Down Below, Half Past Dead, Out of Reach, Into the Sun, Today You Die, Flight of Fury. None of these are made up, by the way.
Executive Decision is, that's only two words.
Yeah, and he had a smaller role in that. It was a Kurt Russell vehicle, if I remember right.
Okay.
Machete, which he went with one word, was actually a pretty decent movie.
Well, that's three syllables, though.
Yeah. Then you go the perfect weapon, the Asian connection, code of honor. You got back on track. And
yeah.
End of the gun, contract to kill, beyond the law, above the law 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
After a 33-year hiatus.
Yeah, I've got some questions that need to be answered about that.
Can we get him on?
Yes, Todd.
I don't know if we're going to get him on now after what I'm about to say, but No Longer Relevant is another three-word movie that could come out at some point.
Whoa.
It's kind of mean. We're never getting him on now. Yeah.
Less intimidating movie.
No Longer Relevant. Paramount Pictures is proud to present.
Take a break. We'll come back with Arcade Fire after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Close up shop as we always do on this Friday. Special shout out to Dick Vitale. Gets the ring of the bell. Cancer free. Love you, Dickie V. Here's Arcade Fire. About time we had some good news. Been following that with Dick Vitale, and says he's cancer free. They let you ring the bell when you're cancer free. But I just saw this. Islander legend, Hall of Famer Mike Bossy. He is passed away earlier today, battle with terminal lung cancer. He was 65 years of age. He won four Stanley Cups, four straight Stanley Cups. To this day, the most cooperative team I have ever covered, the Islanders. They had Al Arbor as their head coach. They had Bossy. They had Trottier. Billy Smith was not cooperative, but he was not cooperative to anybody. But a wonderful professional team. Potvin, Mike Bossy passing away at the age of 65. Also, I saw this where the agreement was reached to nullify the sale for Tom Brady's final touchdown ball. It was $518,000. And then we find out Brady's coming back. And they decided that Leland's, the president and partner at Leland's, Mike Hefner, said, we wanted to do the right thing here. The original buyer has pulled out the balls. I guess the guy who was consigning it still planned to sell it privately through Leland's. The most unique situation we'll probably ever encounter in our lifetimes. It feels like you have to give money back in that situation. I think public relations, can you make $500,000 in public relations? Like a do-good with something like that. Yeah, Paul.
How about the guy who bought the ball for $500 that Leland says, you know what, we can't give you money back, but we'll give you a house credit,
ooh, credit
for any future merchandise you'd like to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That might be better than having a ball that's no longer interesting.
How valuable is the ball? Is it nothing? Just another football? But it is Brady. I don't know if Brady signed it, but yeah. I'm going to guess he's going to throw another one or two. Let's see. This day in sports history, final results of the poll question, what we learned, all of that coming up. Seton, final results of the poll question.
Dan, we put up there, removing money, I'd rather be commissioner of a sport or the team president slash GM. Mm. Right now, 80% said president GM.
Yeah, I don't know if the commissioner sounds like a lot of fun. Feels like all you do is hear everybody's problems. Maybe team president, if you happen to win, you get to celebrate. The commissioner may celebrate a new collective bargaining agreement. Yes, Tom.
But maybe ego-wise, you walk around, I am the head of all things, instead of just that one team, which could potentially be a bad team that you're the president or GM of.
Okay. I mean, you are called the commissioner. Although, I remember doing an interview with Pete Rozelle, David Stern, was Bud Selig there? And then John Ziegler. They didn't have a commissioner of the National Hockey League. I think he was the president of the National. So I had all the commissioners, and then I had the president.
Were they laughing at him?
No.
Like giving him nuggies?
They might have looked down upon him, like, okay, president. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Happy Friday. Chris in South Carolina, the non-truck driver, Chris. Mm-hmm. 5'10", a post-COVID 204.
Mm-hmm.
Got a pie to the face bet. I will take a pie to the face if you guys lose the sports Emmys.
Does anybody want a piece of that? That Chris will take a pie if we lose the sports Emmy. Yes.
So that means the person who takes the bet has to get hit in the face with a pie if we win.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anybody want a pie to the face, but we will win the sports Emmy? Seton will take a pie to the face.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
All day.
Okay.
All day.
All right.
I'll take pies to the face for a week. We win the sports.
Okay. All right. That's good. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paul.
The big one, Dan. 1947, Jackie Robinson played his first Major League Baseball game for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Previously, he'd only appeared in exhibition games. So that is the one and only for today.
Yeah, there's. I maintain he's the greatest athlete of all time. Because, and maybe you could say the most important athlete of all time because of what he did, when he did it, how he did it. He was a great football player at UCLA, played basketball at UCLA, obviously played baseball. Baseball might have been his fourth best sport, ran track and field. And to do what he did, how he handled things, where he had teammates who didn't even want him on the team, to become a Hall of Famer in that sport, I maintain he's the greatest athlete of all time, certainly the most important athlete of all time. The NFL in 1965 changes the penalty flag. I don't remember this. I was really young, but the flag used to be white, and then they changed it to bright gold. I think that's about it. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. By the way, Tyler did a great job with the glazed salmon and the cilantro lime rice. He did drop a little bit as he was taking it off the grill. And Paulie goes, I'll still eat that. It was on the ground. He goes, no, I'll eat it. Don't worry about it, Tyler.
Dirt's not bad for you.
No. That's how great this stuff tastes coming off the grill. Todd, what'd you learn today?
You believe that one day Sacramento is going to accidentally get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it might take that. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
You don't like mayonnaise or any mayonnaise-based product.
No, I don't. I don't. My wife tries to sneak in mayonnaise in certain dishes. You go, you know that's got mayonnaise in it. And I go, okay. Marvin.
Mel Kiper says mock drafts only screw you up.
Yeah, but he does have a quarterback going in the top 13 picks, top 8 picks. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Emmy season just got better. If we win, five pies for Seton.
Wait, five?
Didn't he say all week?
I'd happily. That'd be one for each time we were nominated.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So if we win that Tuesday night in May, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sure, whatever you want.
He's right. Such a good mood.
What did I learn today, Todd?
John C. Reilly was never in a Steven Seagal movie. He doesn't understand why IMDb or other bios would include that.
When it comes to barbecue season, there's only one way to do it. Traeger wood-fired grill. Ask about the new 2022 Timberline models, the Traeger provisions, the new sauces like Show Me the Honey. Traeger.com/DP Show. Use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping. Going to be off for a few days, vacation wise. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We close out the show and send you into the weekend with a reminder that the NBA playoffs mean next level basketball. Get ready for all the action by betting the play-in tournament. Games coming up tonight, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 on any team and win $150 in free bets instantly. All DraftKings Sportsbook customers can bet on NBA hoops with same-game parlays. Plus, each day of the play-in, get a risk-free bet up to $10 if your same-game parlay doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. You can bet $5 on any NBA team to win their play-in tournament. Get $150 in free bets instantly. Have to be at least 21 years of age. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Text the TN Red Line in New York. You can text HOPE-NY.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.